Kimberly-Clark announced last week that it would close plants and cut 600 jobs in Neenah and Fox Crossing. Governor Walker responded this week by calling on lawmakers to approve the same tax credits for Kimberly-Clark that they passed for tech giant Foxconn last year. That would increase the company's payroll tax credits from 7% to 17%. Speaking at a WisPolitics event in Madison, Mitchell said he thinks the governor is offering the tax breaks because it's an election year, but he still supports the plan.
Yes, we should help keep 600 family-sustaining generational jobs here in the state.
Mitchell said it's good that, quote, the governor is finally starting to care about Wisconsin. He pointed out that other major employers, like Oscar Mayer, weren't offered state tax breaks after their closure announcements. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.